Welcome to Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 9. Welcome, welcome all you young people out there. I am Colm, Grandpa Sheridan, and joining me tonight is young Chaffee, who's just about, his voice is just broken, and he's reaching puberty now, is my friend Justin. I'm so young and fresh, Smith. Good evening, Justin. How are you?
Hello, Grandad.
Hello, Grandad. Yes, you can sing that song, Grandad. We love you all day long because I won't get sick of it. Anyway, how is going, Justin? How are you this fine evening?
1 minute while I grow up.
Yes, right. Hello, yeah. Colin.
Good evening, Justin.
How is it going? There's a bit of cold weather, and once again the country grinds to a halt.
Ah, yes.
As you saw from my photograph this morning, I can't call in for a snow day when my commute is just along the corridor.
No, you can't, Justin. Unless, of course, you had a leak in your roof, you know, and the snow was pumping in. But
no,
yeah,
but I shall be staying at Ruth's tonight.
Good. Why? Because you want to save on electricity bills or heating bills or?
Because Chilly did round the corner.
All right. Okay. Cool. I hope you have your house securely locked up so nobody can come around and rob you.
The door is locked.
That's good. Yes. That's good enough, Justin. Okay, padlocked, I presume. Do you have an alarm in your system in your house, Justin?
I got a doorbell.
That's good.
No, I don't have a doorbell, actually. I have a door knocker.
You have a door knocker. Good for you. So if somebody wants to come around to Justin's, they'll knock on his door. Good. So, how are things, Justin?
Well, as I say, it's a bit chilly here today. I've spent most of the day with my fleecy blanket wrapped around me.
That's the best way to be, Justin.
Yeah, I think so. And it's been all right. I've been doing a few new things, but you know, as far as new experiences that neither one of us has had, you're definitely trumping in that.
Yes, I win, Justin. I win. At 12 o'clock today, I became a granddad to a big bouncer, 12 pounds 2 ounces. Amelia. Yes, big bouncer is right. And so, yeah, so that's it, really. That's all I have to say about that one, really. You know, nothing else to say, really. She's doing okay.
When are you going to have your cuddles with the baby?
Not for a week at least, Justin. She has an infection and she lost a good bit of blood, so they have to keep her in for at least 3 or 4 days.
Apparently, that was the mum, not the baby.
Yeah, to mum, sorry, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so when are you going to have...
Let me phrase that one.
I know the mother, you've told me already, has had some complications.
But she's up and awake and she's doing okay, so that's good. Apparently she's got COVID as well, just to trump things off, you know. So we had to do a test as well today, so we're okay at the moment. Because she's been staying over here since Friday, so we're okay at the moment. So, good. Packed her off at 4 o'clock in the morning this morning up to the hospital. So there you go. She's been there since. So not many people got sleep in the house last night, as you can imagine. Well, lucky I had Elden Ring to keep me company at 2 o'clock in the morning. So that was good.
such a shame it's not cross-platform.
Mm. Yeah. Who knows? It might be cheap in the sales on PS5. Anyway, Curtis has been helping me along on my my Xbox playthrough, so you know, I'm sure Justin will help me along if I ever get it on PS5.
I'm sure I would find a reason to turn it back on, even if it's just to take you to the Colosseum and show you how the PvP is. Yeah. Then. Not that I've partaken in any of that.
Of course.
I finished the game, I've moved on.
Good for you, Justin. I can't see myself moving on for a long, long time, because at this moment in time, Elden Ring has taken over as my favourite game of all time, which would have been previously Skyrim, but, you know, until Elder Scrolls 6 comes out. Anyway, we shouldn't be talking about games at this stage. We should be talking about life in general. How are you, Justin?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm a bit fed up with my job now. I've been here in Ipswich for, 7 months now, and I'm at the point now where I'm ready to start looking for a new job, I think. Why? Not just because of the whole travelling, having to be away from Ruth for a couple of days at a time, or in the case of last month, I was away for a week.
Yeah.
But mainly from the point of view of I just don't like my managing director.
Yeah, well, and that's reason enough, I suppose.
last week, apparently, there was a suggestion of, I want this letter to go out. And I was like, I don't think you can really do that, because we have legal requirements with our contracts. And the feedback I got was, why should I care what someone at the bottom of the company thinks? So once I'd heard that, I was like, right, well, then, yes, I shall be updating my CV this evening. And whilst I didn't... I've had negative feedback, as in I was not selected for an interview. I did apply for two jobs straight away that evening, and I'm periodically just browsing the job listings for the area, and I think it's time for me to have a new job.
Sweet. Well, I wish you all the best of luck. And if you get a job, look for, you mention me as well, will you? I'm still.
you'll be all right with the commute every day, will you?
Of course, I will. Just.
I don't think they'll let you cycle across the Irish Sea.
No, I don't think so. No. Let's see. The boats go across every hour on the hour, I'm sure. Senate.
Yeah, but then there's like Wales and England in between us.
Oh,
but
well.
No, it's just. You get, I don't know, how long was the longest place that you were?
12 years was 12 years was the longest I was in the one place. That was my very first job. And then after that, it seemed to be around 6 years.
After that, you got out of the mines and you escaped the chimney.
I discovered the sky. It was beautiful. And so, yeah, so... 12 years, 6, and then, well, I was 13 years working for myself, so, and so far I'm 2.5 years unemployed, so I have another 4 years to go, 3.5 years to go.
But right now, do you still consider yourself unemployed, or do you consider yourself a student?
Well, the government doesn't consider myself, that's a real dope thing, isn't it, Justin? Or a real low-life educated scum type of thing, but anyway, let's not go there. Justin, the government does not consider me unemployed, so I am a student.
Yeah.
Look,
the government does not consider you unemployed. In other words, they're not giving you any benefits.
Well, the college is giving me the benefits. It's, it's like a FOSS scheme, basically. That's okay. What it is.
Well, that's all right then.
Yeah. So I'm on my last week in college, and I'm just not going into college this week. I'm full of beans.
Any more lecturers quit yet?
Not yet, no. Not yet.
Let's hope that they stick around and let you finish out your course.
Yeah. They have to be replaced. The other one has to be replaced yet, so they haven't even put that up and for advertisement yet. So we're moving to a new premises next year. So in January we'll be going back to a new premises, which isn't too far from where the old premises is. So
good.
We'll see.
Well, what else have I been up to? Well, haven't been up to it yet, but there's supposed to be ice rink being put in. A temporary ice rink is going to go in for a weekend at Felixstowe, which is 20 minutes down the road. And hopefully I should be taking Ruth and her daughter down to do some ice skating on Sunday. On the what they do these free ones for the public. And as you know, Colin, free is my second favourite price.
Of course it is.
Yeah. I mean, we'll overlook the fact we have to drive to Felix, though. But they don't have an ice rink in Ipswich, so it's not the sort of thing I can do. Oh, yeah, let's just go. Because where I used to live in Swindon, the ice rink was around the corner. but it was the only ice rink for miles around in Swindon.
Right, okay. How was your ice rinking skills, Justin?
Well, skating. When I was a lad.
Oh, VGS is back in the day.
30 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Man and boy.
collided.
No, when I was a teenager, I would be there down there every Friday night with my own skates. And
nice.
That would be my catching up with my friends and doing that. And then one day I had a bit of an accident and kind of twisted my ankles quite badly, and I've never really been confident in skating ever since.
Oh, okay.
Because my I suppose the easiest way to try and describe it is if you put your feet flat on the floor, like if you sit down with your feet flat, and then roll your legs outwards so that you're on the, or roll your feet outwards so that you've got the soles of your feet almost facing each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of did that, and it went crunch. And I had these, you can't really see them unless you get in there and poke around, but I have got these fluid sacs. It's just these kind of like lumps that have just developed over time from the amount of times that I strain my ankles.
Are they like them calcium sacs you get in sometimes when you get to my age?
Guess so. I don't know. I'm no medical expert, but okay. Yeah, my ankles will roll quite easily.
Oh dear!
You know, I remember playing hockey and I stood on a hockey ball and I was out for like 8 weeks with a sprained ankle.
So you have weak ankles.
I have weak ankles that they don't fold in, they don't roll inwards, but they roll outwards very easily. I'll do my best to be brave, and of course, by the time this show comes out, hopefully I'll have done it, and Ruth will be listening along and just either laughing at herself, thinking, no, you fell over like a fool, or she'll go, oh yeah, you just had to go in and show off, didn't you?
Well, that's what I love about Justin. 7 years of recording, and you still learn something new about Justin's sacks every day. Perfect. So, anything else, Justin? I believe you were board gaming last week with your geeky board gamer friends.
Last week, well, it wasn't with my geeky board game friends. It was a shop that is about 15, 20 minutes down the road in a different direction. They were having an event for the game known as Star Wars Armada, which is kind of like X-Wing that I used to play, but it's with big capital ships. So flying Star Destroyers and things like that around the board. And, you know, the Tantive IV and all that sort of stuff. And I had a few bits when I was living in Swindon, but I never really got a chance to play with much of it because I didn't have anyone else to play with, really.
Oh, and they that's said, unfortunate. Yeah,
so they were hosting an event, and I said to Ruth, I can go down there 11 till 7 and get a couple of games in. So I did, and yeah, I had some fun.
Did you win any prizes, Justin?
Well, didn't win a prize. It was more of a
consolation.
Almost no. It was more of a like learn to play and learn to meet the people who are playing the game in the area.
Okay.
So there's a suggestion that they're going to start doing a campaign night with fleet battles and stuff. Nice. Over the next few weeks, months, and hopefully I'll get involved in that.
Cool.
And because I then got in on that idea of, yes, I'm going to start playing Star Wars Armada, I went and bought a Super Star Destroyer model.
Oh, yes, that would be the one you posted up on Twitter.
That'd be the one I posted up saying, this is a very big ship.
It looked it.
Yeah. How much do you think that retails at, Colin?
I would say a couple of hundred, at least 250.
The normal RRP is £239.
Wow, I wasn't too far off. And that's €250, so that probably worked out about £239.
So I saw it on eBay brand new for £130.
Get in!
And I said to Ruth, I was like, I could buy it. And she was like, if you want to buy it, it's your money, you know. And so I sent a message to my friend saying, do I buy it? And his answer was, if it's just to stick on the shelf and look pretty, you know your own answer. If it's to actually put it on the table and play the game, then yes, you should buy it. So wow. I shall make a point to actually put it on the table and play it. But other than that, it will look nice on the shelf.
Excellent.
As opposed to the three boxes that are in the corridor at the moment with various other ships of Star Destroyers and things like that.
Nice.
X-Wings and whatnot. So, nice. Yeah, that's kind of what I've been up to recently. Had a week back in Swindon, which was in between recording our last podcast and me editing it. Actually, no, I edited it before I went away.
Okay.
Yeah. So I knew I just needed to come back and upload it. So I've been away, and that was when working in the office in Swindon and confirming that I didn't really want to go back. So my manager has said, well, you don't need to come back till the new year now. So I shall not be going back for month end anymore.
Okay.
I'll be doing month start.
Oh.
Because, well, we looked at it and we said, okay, well, the last working day, because of all the bank holidays, last working day is on the 30th of December.
Yeah.
I don't need to be in the office to do all the stuff that we normally stay late for. I was just doing it because I had nothing better to do when I was in Swindon.
Yeah.
So I can work from home on the 30th, get my assistant to do print off the stuff I would normally print off.
Yeah.
And then, because I won't be staying up late working on the 31st.
Yeah.
You then got the 1st, you then got the bank holiday Monday on the 2nd, then it's the Tuesday. So I should be at work on the Friday here, log off, and then, you know, head to Swindon on Monday, ready for the Tuesday.
Mm.
So quite a few days. And I've got all of the Christmas week other than that Friday off. So, cool. Yay.
Sweet.
Not as much free time as you, but I'm sure we'll get some time to play something.
Nobody has as much free time as me, Justin.
I'm sure.
I'm officially finished today because I said I'm not going in this week and there's too much going on. And, you know, I've done a COVID test and I have to do another one tomorrow and Wednesday to see, to make sure I have no COVID. And, you know, what's the point? We did our posters for the student union. I'm not even waiting for Justin to introduce me and say, well, what did you get up to, Colm? I'm just rolling with it tonight. I'm hyper, a bit hyper, so yeah.
I'm trying to start with you. The only thing you've got in the show notes is, I'm officially a granddad. And you went, okay, I'm a granddad. That's all that's happened to me. You're the host.
Well, I've just a moment of madness. I had to put it in there. And of course, just
well, that's usually how things happen.
DMs me and congratulations. I said, stop reading the show notes before the show. Anyway, so yeah, we were having a Christmas jumper competition on Wednesday. I was looking forward to that. We were having our official Christmas dinner on Wednesday, but it won't be there now. So I did my Christmas jumper posters and put them around the college last week. And yeah, I am pretty much caught up on all my project work at this stage, so for once in my life I've been prepared, and yeah, I think I'm looking forward to seeing my grandchild. And yeah, shout out to Noel. I believe the baby puked on it first time today, so, and he called it a little fecker, but there you go. Welcome to fatherhood, Noel, and Rachel, of course. So yeah, so that's it, Justin. I've been pretty much consumed by another certain game that I've mentioned already, so what's the point of me pretending I didn't mention it when I did? So, yeah. Anything else, Justin?
I mean...
What did you think of PS Plus games this month? Pretty good, I thought.
Well, I've obviously already got... I've got obviously one of them.
Yeah. Biomutant is good. I have it on PC. It's not bad.
It got mixed reactions. I heard some people obviously being negative about it, saying it was a bit dull and whatnot. And, but I'm interested to give it a try, but you know what it's like. You end up with lots of games on the back burner. I mean, this Divine KO, Divine Knockout, whatever it's supposed to be, where you play as gods in yet another arena fighter.
Oh, yeah. No.
I don't know if I really even remotely care. I mean, it's added to the account, but I doubt I'll download that one.
Yeah.
And I won't be downloading Mass Effect Trilogy because I've done it twice, three times.
Pretty much, yes. But I thought that was a nice selection to give.
Ruth did say to me, how am I going to get my save from the PS4 version I'm playing with the disc onto the PS5 version that I'll be downloading because of Plus? I'm like, well, I do it through cloud saves with PS Plus. She's like, yeah, but I don't have that, do I?
You can put a USB stick.
Well, that's what I said. It was like, we'll have to get you a cheap USB stick and you'll have to do it that way.
And even that is no guarantee. Oh, well, they are PS4 games anyway, aren't they? So, yeah. But there's probably it's probably The Witcher 3 all over again, where the digital doesn't match the physical saves or something like that, you know. God only knows. There'll be some drama involved, I'm sure.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. So, Justin.
Yes.
Anything else?
No, I'm
just well aware of the time here. I know you talk quite a bit in depth about what games you've played, and I haven't actually checked the Google Sheets to make sure you've played enough games this month, so I'm hoping to God you have. But anyway, what was your last save loaded in the chronological order, Justin?
In the chronological order, Justin? Right, you can laugh. You can laugh about me doing that one second. Sorry about that. I was around Ruth's house over the weekend, and she was kind of leaning against the wall, and she's had a bit of a bad cold, bless her.
Yeah.
But she was trying to talk about John, the area manager. And you know when sometimes someone's kind of leaning one way and they've got their like hand rested on their cheek and it's kind of like... it sounds horrible me saying this, but it kind of mushes up their face a little bit.
Mm.
And what I heard was... I just like paused and I was like, what? What did you say? She's like, John, the area manager. I said, no, you went... So it's become a bit of a joke for us over the last few days of, just...
Yeah.
If, she sent me a message today saying, I just spoke to John Aaron Roger. Anyway. My last save loaded in the chronological order is Ace Combat 7.
Ooh, with your hot ass.
With my hot ass, yes. I'm up to mission... I want to say 16 of 21 now.
Mm.
And the last couple I've done, I won't say I've managed to do in one attempt, but one of them I did.
Hmm.
But some of them you have time limits on, and if you don't like score enough points before the time limit runs out, it just automatically fails the mission, then it starts you again.
Yeah.
Which, on its own, wouldn't be so bad if you hadn't been flying around a map for half an hour trying to shoot things, only to be told, you got 18,000 points, you needed 20,000 points. Mm. And I've had a few levels earlier on that I had to go online onto the likes of Reddit and see what people were saying as far as how are you going to score the points fast enough, and it's like, well, if you... take an A-10 tank buster and you get these cluster missiles, you can just shoot them in the general direction and kill about 8 things in one shot. Okay, I shall try that. So, have you watched the new Top Gun film?
No.
Okay, well, I'm not going to spoil it because you might do one day. But let's put this into a different perspective. Okay, so in Star Wars, they fly down the trench on the Death Star at the end.
Yeah.
Spoilers for anyone who's not seen the, 50-year-old film by now. And for 45 years old. Anyway, and if you imagine you've got to fly down a canyon...
Mm.
And you can't go out of the canyon because there's like early warning systems and radars and whatever, and they're going to shoot you down as soon as you come out of it.
Yeah.
And it snakes around because it's, you know, it's a canyon. It's not a straight line.
Oh, exactly.
And then they've got searchlights going up and down through the canyon as well. And you have to fly all the way to the other end and not get hit by a searchlight and not crash into the wall. And if that wasn't difficult enough, it's nighttime, so you've got very limited visibility.
Wow. It's not in VR now, is it?
It is in VR, but not the full game. I think there's 3 missions in VR, but I haven't done the VR missions.
Okay, right.
Although Ruth did have a go on Skyrim VR. And she said after 15 minutes she was nearly sick.
Yeah. Unfortunately sad.
So I don't know when I'm going to try that one, but now that she's opened the packet, you know, because that's been sealed since I bought the VR. Now that it's open, maybe I'll give it a go. Don't know. But, yeah, it took me several goes to get through this canyon because you'd go so far. You've reached checkpoint 1. You've reached checkpoint 2. And then checkpoint 3. We're going to have radio silence until you get through this next section. And I'm waiting for... You've reached checkpoint 4. But every time there was this like really hard turn, I couldn't see where the course goes, and I flew into the wall, and of course it's like, yeah, I'm flying through this canyon for 6-7 minutes just to get to this blind turn.
Yeah.
And then
does it set you back all the way, or does it just set you back to the previous checkpoint?
Yeah, no.
Wow.
No, the cutscene checkpoint is when you make it to the other end of the canyon, and then if you die, then you start having flown through it.
All right, yeah.
But no, if you die whilst traversing it, you have to start from the start again. So after the third or fourth time, I resorted to let's watch someone do it on YouTube. And when it got to the bit that I kept crashing, they just went up in the air a bit and flew over the wall. And I thought, well, that would make sense why I couldn't see how to get round it. And because I wasn't paying attention to how high my plane was, because it's like it says you can't go above 600 feet. And I'm trying to fly at about 200 feet. I didn't realise I could go much higher before I go out of the canyon. So I felt pretty stupid at that point and did it first time after that. And... yeah, I've done a couple of missions, but some of them you really got to have the right airplane and the right loadout, or you're just going to get stuffed. But yeah,
Does your hot ass make it easier to play, more fun to play, or more challenging to play?
It makes it more immersive, certainly.
Okay.
Because
does it light up and stuff?
It has lights on it. Oh. It has a light on it to tell you it's working.
Okay, so because you're playing with this hot ass, does that mean you have to do everything manually, or can you set it to do things for you that you don't have to do everything manually? Like,
well, it's basically got all the same buttons that a DualShock would have.
Yeah.
So it
doesn't have any more, no?
Instead of having 2 thumbsticks, you've got in your right hand, you've got the joystick with... you know, 8-way direction.
Yeah.
And it's analogs, or digital, whatever. Digital is just you press up and like a D-pad. Analog's the further you push it, the further you turn. So yeah, it's got 8-way for that. You can actually rotate your hand, like your grip on the handle, and so effectively turn the joystick to the right or left, like swivel it.
Yeah.
So you get an additional 2 axes there.
Mm.
You've got, on your left hand, you've got the throttle, which has got a little catch in the middle, or you can push it forward for, obviously, speed up, and pull it back for slow down. So there's the 2 axes you've got for the other thumbstick in terms of your normal controller. On the top of the joystick... you've got a trigger button for the fire, like the old, joysticks of the Commodore 64 era. There's 2 buttons on the top for your thumb to use, as well as a little joystick on the top, the hat joystick, they call it. And there's a button that you can knock with your trigger finger on the top, so it's kind of on the side of the grip itself. And then with your left hand on the throttle, you've got three buttons for your thumb on the side of the throttle. You got two buttons for your index finger on the back of it, and then there's another set of levers to turn left and right with your middle two fingers.
Right.
So you've got lots of options, and yeah, you can play around with the radar, you can select different ships to target and select different weapons and things, all just from slight adjustments to your hand.
Yeah.
But in the same way, if you were using a normal DualShock or Xbox controller, it'd just be, well, if you want to do that, you press triangle or Y or whatever.
Right.
So it...
Bit of a setup, you'd imagine. You'd have to have a good table around you and
stuff like that. I do it on the lap.
Do you?
Yeah, it's got quite a wide, solid base. You can unscrew the throttle from the joystick if you want it wider, because it has a lead to connect the two. So you, if you're playing on a PC and you wanted it like either side of your keyboard, you can do that.
All right, cool.
Because I know like some people will play things like Elite with it, and they'll have their keyboard in the middle to do their chat commands.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Is a PS5 compatible?
Yes, I'm running it on the PS5.
Nice.
Yeah, that's working well. This is obviously the new one. The other, the replacement new one, has been dropped off in Birmingham. hopefully on Tuesday night, because when my friend said, "What do you want for it?" I said, "Just a promise you'll play a game with me." And he said, "Okay, I promise." So hopefully on Tuesday night, we should be playing some Star Wars Squadrons.
Nice.
And yeah, that's what I've been playing with my hot ass.
Good for you.
When we spoke last time, I mentioned my stubbornness to try and work through the Yakuza Kiwami Platinum.
Yes.
And I was telling you about how bad the karaoke was.
Yes.
And then later that evening after we recorded, Colin, I sent you a message going, "I've done it! No more bloody karaoke for me." But then I realised that whilst I'd completed the completion list, which was one of the rare trophies for it, I think something like 0.6% of people have done.
Nice.
I thought, yeah, that's good. But then you go on to Haruka's request. And so the little girl that's in the game, there's a bit post-game sequence, so you can just walk around the town with her and she'll basically say, "Oh, buy me a noodle bowl," and then you got to find the restaurant that sells them to buy that. Or she'll say, "Oh, let's go bowling. I bet you can't get three strikes." And then it comes up saying, "Three strikes? I should only need three attempts for that." And you're like, "Oh, okay. So in other words, you've got three bowls to get three strikes in a row." Right. And then, "Oh, I bet you could win big at roulette." Okay. So what it doesn't tell you is there's two different casinos.
Oh.
There's one in the underground red light district, which you, if you're going for this trophy, you will have spent a lot of time there, because that's where you'll get a lot of your health potions from.
Hmm.
But by that point in the game, you've probably forgotten there was another one in a fast food restaurant. And so the girl's going, "Yeah, win 4,000 chips on poker." And I'm winning on poker. And she's saying, "Win 4,000 chips." So I'm like, okay, I'll do it again and again. And it's not working. And I was like, that's when I realised every other request that she'd asked you up until that point, when you got near the building, she'd run over to where she wants you to do it and go, "Hey, like, this is the thing I want you to do."
Oh, all right.
So I then started running around town and found the other casino. Oh. Did that. But I knew there was a suggestion that when you're trying to go for the top ranking, you have to get 950 out of 1,000 on the hardest song on the karaoke.
Yeah.
Now, it took me a long time to get 900 points, let alone 950. Wow. I really didn't fancy it.
But you did. did, did you?
No, I didn't. I found that somebody had posted up a tutorial guide on how to not quite save scum, but how to make the game think that you don't actually need to do it. And so if you say, if you create like game clear data, you know, like for New Game Plus, you complete game clear data after you do the previous rank, exit the game, immediately go back into it. She still asks you, oh, which by the way, is win a lot of money on Baccarat, which I previously told you how boring that is. Yeah, she says, win some money on Baccarat. Okay, we get that. Save the game, exit the game, load the game up, go back into Baccarat. She's going, win me some money in Baccarat. Okay, we'll go in and do it again. And then, because strictly speaking, you've already completed that achievement, the game must have something in its coding that says, when you finish that, you clear the next level of achievements. And so it just went, ding, there's your trophy. So I didn't have to do the last four challenges.
Nice.
So all I've got left to do now is a bunch of fights, what they call the climax battles, and then play the game on legendary difficulty, which is, from what I gather, very easy apart from one chapter, which is where you're in a car chase and if you die, you have to play the entire level again. And it's not very easy. It's kind of like Virtua Cop, but bad.
Okay.
And it took me quite a few attempts when I could die. So, yeah, that's the bit I'm not looking forward to. But once I've done that, then, yeah, I should have it and I can finally delete Yakuza and play something new before I then start on Yakuza Kiwami 2. The other game I played with yourself once again, and I think we're getting a bit bored of this now, is Golf With Your Friends.
Well, I'm not sure whether bored would be the case, but we're getting fed up of losing to Justin. That's more like
you don't. No, no, no. The first game we play, somebody normally does really well, and I believe it was you last time.
Well, I can't remember, Justin. All I know is I'm losing my ass to you every time.
Freezing.
But the good thing is, freezing my ass. The good thing is, we do actually get some achievement or trophy, so that's good.
Yeah, but it was some of the courses are just insane. And then Ruth's like, "Oh, I've just got a hole in one." You're like, "How? I can't even get off the tee."
I was thinking at one stage, Justin, your strategy was let us go first and then you go last after us. But I don't think that was the case. And then I was getting the feeling that, you know, oh, I can't be doing this bad. By all accounts, Justin seems to be doing horrific, but yet you still end up getting in a hole in one less than me for some reason. So I don't know where that, you know, oh God, I'm not doing too good crap came from, because you ended up doing better than me in most of the shots anyway. So I was a little confused by them little messages of disbelief you were giving us off, you know what I mean? Giving me off anyway. So yeah. It's fun. It is a fun game, but I mean, yeah, do you need to play it every week?
Definitely time for something new. So with the fact there was something new, or something different, I suggested a new game for you and Ruth to try, which you were initially a bit reluctant to do, and then you got into it. But you'll come on to that in a moment, I'm sure. Colin, what was your last save loaded?
Well, I would just like to thank Justin for filling in my show notes, because I only had Elden Ring in there. And thanks for reminding me that I did manage to play some other games other than Elden Ring. But my last save loaded was Elden Ring in the chronological order. I am 3 days and 13 hours into Elden Ring. I've been told I can go and get the Elden Ring from the Tree of Life or some shit, I don't know. But anyway, the story is confusing as hell. Thanks to my friend Carlos, who's been helping me out along the way and telling me how to farm and get the good farming spots with that. In that place, I've managed to use my bow and arrow now. I'm still not I'm still clueless when it comes to, you know, all these ashes and all. I've got a puppet now. I've got a puppet, whatever that does.
Okay, you've been up to Carrion Manor to get the puppet.
So I am progressing nicely, but I just don't want it to end. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying this game.
You've not long met Rani, so because I saw you put up the post where you were beginning to serve Rani.
Yes.
And her quest chain takes you underground and all sorts, and it adds a lot more time onto the game.
Yeah.
I think if you've been told you can go and get the Elden Ring, then you've defeated two of the Shard Bearers.
Well, I just kicked some ass there the other night from this giant. He was huge up there at the top right-hand corner of the map.
The fire giant, the one with the face and belly.
Yes.
Well done, he's not an easy boy to beat.
No, he was not an easy one to beat, but I am a level 180, Justin. So.
Well, excuse me.
It took me about 7 or 8 attempts to kill him, but I managed to kill him eventually. So,
Did you have any help?
No.
Well, you really are hardcore, because not only did I have my Spirit Ash summon, but I also had Alexander the Fighting Jar helping me as well.
No, I didn't have anybody helping me, and I managed to, I'd say, jinx my way to it, but I got it anyway. So what I was doing was I kept in the archway, you meet him, he's in there. I ran outside the archway. He can't actually come all the way out, so I just got a few bow and arrows. Didn't do much damage there, but then I was just chipping away at the old ankles, brought him down a couple of times and managed to kill him. I have 9 flasks. I have 10 flasks, so I have a lot of flasks.
When you decide to go and fight against Moog, or whatever his name is, M-O-H-G, I think, in the underground-y area that's full of... That was the one that I worked out. You can just stand at the edge of his area and shoot over the wall while he's spawned there, and before you actually walk into the boss area. And then...
Yeah, they've jinxed. They've patched that one out. I was watching the video on that one, where you can actually go into him, you die, you come out, and you can jump on the gravestones and jump over. But they've patched that one out.
No.
Oh, not that one.
So that was the first one. Was that people were jumping over the wall and getting into his area and hitting him before he triggered?
Yeah.
No, you don't even need to do that. You can stand on one of the gravestones, and I think you just stand on the gravestone itself.
Oh.
I don't think you jump from it. I think you stand on the gravestone itself, and with the right set of bow and arrow.
Oh, nice combination
skills.
Thing. Yeah.
And shooting up into the air so that it arcs and then comes down.
Yeah.
You can shoot him from range while he's just stood there in front of the egg or whatever it is.
Oh, nice.
But you have to hit him with, like, I don't know, 99 poison arrows or something.
Oh, right.
So you've got to hit him with a bunch. When you see that he starts taking damage from the poison, just stand there and wait for it to finish.
Hmm.
And then give it a time to wear off, and then hit him again, and you know, do that a few times. Because I got so... There's a video I watched this afternoon, and this guy is taking his PC into the PC repair shop, and he says, I got a problem I need some help with. And the guy's going, okay, well, sure, just tell me what the problem is, man. We'll book it in. And he went, yeah, it'd really be easier if I could show you. And the guy goes, well, you know, we don't really do that. Just let me know. And no, is there nowhere I can, like, you know, plug it into a monitor and show you? And eventually he's like, all right, come out the back, show me. Okay. So, just boot it up, right, and then open up my Steam account. It's like, okay. And so, oh, yeah, you need a controller. So you'll have to plug it in. So it plugs the controller in. Yeah, so... Yeah, you need to go into Elden Ring, just load up the Elden Ring save, and he starts going, oh, Elden Ring, okay, so it's probably a graphical problem. He says, no. Right, so you need to just load up my save right now. Go through that yellow door just there where it's all foggy. Okay, he's like, there, that's the problem, I can't beat that git. He's like, oh, yeah, no, yeah, I can see the problem. And he like, there's a moment of realization where he looks at the guy, and you think he's going to go, "You've brought your PC in to be repaired, and it's just because you can't beat a boss." And you think he's about to do that, and he's like, "Have you got the shackle? Right, we're going to need to go off to Limgrave. We're going to go." And he just starts like, he's going, yeah, I died a few times before I worked out to it.
So yeah, so Elden Ring, I've got well past the fact that I'm going to die a lot. That's not a big deal. The only thing that hurts me now is I make sure I don't have that many shards when I go into, especially them, you know, them rune type places where you stand on this disc and you go in to beat a mini boss of some sort. There was one called the Furlong or something. I killed him, but there's one in Stranded Hill.
You're talking about the Everjails.
Yeah, them. Oh, there's some fucking nasty little shits in them, I'll tell you. And you can't have any
the Bloodhound one. You got his sword, and that's not an easy fight at all.
Oh no, that wasn't easy either. I don't know how I managed him. I just see what happens is when I go into a certain area, basically if I'm able to kill, you know, certain, you know, the minions easily enough, and if they only take one strike to kill, then I know I'm in the right area for the level I'm at. So
yeah,
I would like to know what level you were when you finished the game.
170, some of that.
Oh, were you? Okay, all right. So I thought you would have been a lot lower.
Don't get me wrong, I took quite a number of attempts to beat the Elden boss.
Okay. So, yeah, so really loving that. I had a glitch there last night or yesterday where I actually went through the floor, and when I reloaded in, I was still through the floor and I was nearly crying, but then I just sent myself back to one of the fires or whatever you call them.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was okay. So I'm still trying to get my head around all these ashes and stuff and all these things we attach to your weapons and all this stuff. I understand it, but nothing seems to be working for me. I don't seem to get fire off like Carlos has this weapon where he just it's a sword, but it just flames come out of it everywhere.
Well, that'd be the Sword of Night and Flame then.
Oh yeah.
That'd be the one that I used for most of the game after I upgraded from the one that you're using.
Okay, so you where did you get that from?
I can't remember where I got it from. I know it's only available in one place.
And you get it from a boss, do you? Beating a boss?
I don't think you do. I can't remember.
Right, okay. I'll have to look at it.
But in order to use that sword, you have to invest a bunch of points in faith and intelligence, because it's not a sword designed to be used with strength and dexterity. It's a spell sword.
All right, okay.
So yes, you can do a big sweeping blade of fire, or you can do the big comet blast spell.
Carlos had that one, yeah. So all of my attributes are 30 or above at the moment. My strength is 40. I'm working on my health and stamina. And the FP, what's FP? Is that focus points or focus?
Yeah, so HP and FP. HP is your health. Your FP is your spell allowance. Your mana bar.
What is FP? Does that make you move? Does that allow you to move smoother, faster? Or is that just the focus when you're focusing on a boss or something?
Right. So if you're a spellcaster, it allows you to cast spells.
I'm not a spellcaster.
Right. But if you are, it does that. If have the Bloodhound's sword, which you do, and you press the L2 button, he does a kind of like forward flip attack.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, L2, that requires spell power.
All right.
So it triggers the secondary effect of the weapon you're using.
Okay. Now, what's them things attached to your weapon that in the top bottom left hand corner at the top? I have these different type of. I think they're arcs or ashes or something. Are they? I don't know.
So you get. Spirit remains, like that, are the summons.
Yeah.
And then you get the Ashes of War, which are upgrades to abilities and can...
And you attach them to your weapons, don't you?
Yeah, so what I did for mine, if you're just using the Bloodhound's sword and you press L2 with it, he'll do the Bloodhound step.
Yeah.
But if you get a shield and you press L2, he'll do like a shield charge. So what I used to use...
Ah, yes, I got that.
So what I used to use is the ability... I put the Ash of War on my shield that gave it the ability of no special effect or something like that.
Yeah.
So that the sword effect would then happen if you press the button.
Oh, cool, yeah.
So okay. I played most of the game with a heavy shield. Mm. And, blocked a lot of damage. So I had tons of stamina to block.
Oh, right.
But if I really wanted to play it, I would have gone and got the heavy remains fingerprint slab of rock that is the heaviest shield in the game that you need, like, 60 strength to wield.
Ah, right, yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, anyway, I'm loving it so far. Words I never thought I'd say, and I'm sure words Justin never thought I'd say either. So, another game then I've been playing with Root is Stranded Deep. Now, when Justin recommended this...
This is the game I mentioned earlier.
This is the game that Justin mentioned earlier. Root said to me, oh, Justin recommended a game. And I went, okay, what is it? It's not Blood Bowl, is it? And she goes, no, it's Stranded Deep. And I went...
Just to let you know, Colin, I have pre-ordered Blood Bowl 3.
I thought you might have, yes.
It was on offer the other day.
Physical or digital, Justin?
Digital.
Okay, yeah, good. So I said, okay, I'll download it. I played it fleetingly before when it came out on PS Plus, and I just went, I can't get out of the boat, I can't do this, I can't do that. So I wasn't expecting joy. And what I got was, oh my God, Justin knows me better than I do.
As opposed to Ruth, who, whilst she was on the life raft at the beginning, didn't realise that if she jumped, she would go up in the air, but the life raft would carry on moving. So she didn't jump out of the boat. She jumped, and the boat moved away from her while she was in the air. It didn't have clever momentum to go, well, if you're moving forward, you will clearly jump forward. No, it's no. You are static where you are, and the ward moves.
So, yes, we've been playing that for the last 2 weeks. Unfortunately, we had to do a new save last week. So, yeah, it's good. I'm sure we'll continue. And just to let everybody know, we have it on nice play, not permadeath or not starvation and all that stuff that you can do if you wish to. But yes, it's a relaxing, fun little game that I'm looking forward to playing hopefully this week again. So, and then before that, we were playing golf with friends. And as Justin already told you, we're sort of getting fed up with that. But it's a good laugh in small doses. And on the last game I've been really playing well is Vampire Survivors, which I believe other people are enjoying too.
Yeah, Ruth is... started to get concerned about her playstyle on that.
Yeah. Such a simple game. It looks like a SNES game. You just use the left thumbstick and that's all you need to do. And you pick up perks as you go along. And the higher the level, the more perks you get and the more enemies appear. It's really addictive. It's definitely got a one more play aspect to it.
Speaking of really addictive, you know, Ruth finished Power Wash Simulator.
Yes.
Yeah, when I was around yesterday, she was looking on a Switch and she went, oh, there's a game called Train Station Renovation here. I was like, yeah. She went, I mean, it looks like my sort of thing. I've just noticed 25 minutes ago she put a tweet out saying, oh, so Train Station Renovation is my new addiction, is it? So... Not only did she buy the game...
I have that on my Switch too.
Not only did she buy the game, she's already, dived headfirst into it, and I can't tell.
Yeah, well,
I'm playing games, but, you know, when I finish Yakuza, I will be gone from it. I won't be still playing.
Awesome. So yeah, there you go, Justin. A nice, healthy, long chat, especially from you, regarding what I've been playing. But yes, truly enjoying them at the moment. And I'd say Elden Ring, I believe, won Game of the Year at the Game Awards. I'm not sure if that or had it shared it with God of War. I believe, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, Elden Ring. Go get it, people. Just expect to die a lot. Did you plan on that, Justin? I believe you did. Did you?
Yeah, because you can do the whole thing where you save scum. Or more specifically, you save the game just before, like after killing the last boss, but before you sit on the throne.
Hmm.
And then you can decide which ending you want to go for.
All right.
So okay. If you get bored of doing the Rani quest line, you can not follow it through. But if you think, no, I'm going to finish that quest line and then I'm going to, you know, see what she wants to do, then you can choose to do that.
Yeah. Now I tried the boss where you've got helpers from the quest line. I think it's Remy's quest line, is it? Where they all meet at the castle and they say, okay, let's go into war. And you just basically have to ride around your horse and resuscitate them. And they do all the killing.
Oh, no, that's Radagon.
Oh, Radagon, yeah.
Yeah.
So
That's the one that's kind of like got the tiny horse that he runs around on. That you, unless you get up close, you're not going to see. But yeah, he has a really tiny horse.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I've managed three or four times to try and kill that boss because Carlos gave me strict instructions not to get off my horse, to keep running around and try and resuscitate your helpers.
Yeah.
And they'll do all the damage.
That is what you should be doing. But,
yeah.
Obviously some people will hardcore just go and hit him. But actually getting to him is hard enough because of the arrows he fires at you. There's a way to cheese it, but I could never pull it off, where you basically kite him to one of the walls that goes up into the cliff face, and you can jump up it. He tries to follow you, slips, and then dies from fall damage.
Well, okay. Well, I've managed to get halfway down there, and I think I'll play it offline mode because of all the messages on the ground. I'm getting confused about where actually the people are dropping dead and have to resuscitate them. So I think I'll try and play that offline with no messages from people, so I can see the dead corpses before I resuscitate them. So yeah, so lots to do in that. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
He is one of the hardest bosses up until that point. If you really want to know pain, you'll decide to try and go to the Hallig Tree and take on Melania.
Okay.
You know, her off the intro sequence at the beginning.
Hmm. Well, I've been playing that long that I forget what the intro sequence was at the beginning. But I'm planning on playing a new game plus at some stage. Anyway, stranger things have happened. Okay, Justin, go for a Twitter comments.
So, Trillion Penguin, PIHC, at Bouncy Cynic says, reminiscing about when at Justin _ Knowles made a cursed cup of tea in an Atlas Save Loaded mug just to troll at Onya 6. Ever so slightly genius, face crying with smiley face.
What was that about, Justin?
So there was a round of viral videos. Excuse me. There was a round of viral videos, on the scene a few years ago, where there was like Americans who were microwaving water, tea bags in and stuff. And Justin, he did something very wrong, and.
With a Last Save Loaded mug.
Yes. Oh, the one-of-a-kind Last Save Loaded mug that he made himself. Or rather.
Right.
Well, because he sort of said that the postage to send it out there would not be make sense.
Feasible.
So he customised the design a little bit and made his own one. And Justin then replied with Jerry from Tom and Jerry in a bowing gif.
Excellent.
Thank you to all my fans, kind of thing.
Excellent. So, Justin, read out the question of the fortnight.
Colm and Justin are recording tonight and would like you to answer our question of the fortnight, which is, what game are you planning to invest the most time in during the upcoming bank holidays?
Oh, good question, Justin. Now, good question.
That's my way of not saying at Christmas or New Year or anything
exactly.
like that. I'm being fully inclusive here. They're just bank holidays.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Let me ask you, Colm, what game are you, you know, you might be expecting a game or you're just going to be invest? It's going to be Elden Ring, isn't it?
Of course it is, Justin. I just cannot stop playing it. And I just cannot stop playing it. I probably will not stop playing it. But you know what, Justin? What? I have the Harry Potter thing pre-ordered.
Is that not out next year?
It's out in February, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, I have that pre-ordered.
Okay. Okay.
Totally off topic, but just random anyway. So yeah, Elden Ring Until I Die. Which hopefully won't be for another...
Well, no, in the game you die a lot.
I die. It's gas. Every time Ryan comes into the kitchen, stares over my shoulder, he watches me die. I say, get the fuck out of the kitchen, boy. Anyway, that's another game.
Is he not offering to play online with you?
No, he has... I have a digital copy on the Xbox, so he is gets free access to it, but he refuses to play it. But I just say to him, well, at least you can't turn around and say you never finish a game, though. I am finishing this game no matter what happens.
Mm. Mm.
Yours, Justin?
I think for me, I don't know. I am hopeful that I will have finished Yakuza by then.
Okay. Mm.
But as far as my next game to play, I want to play Kingdom Hearts 1. I want to start that up. I'd have to go over to Ruth's to get it. Not that I'm not going there in like the next hour or so.
Yeah.
But I've got games installed on the hard drive that I should probably play first. So I might play the second Tomb Raider game. You know, Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Oh, in the reboot series, yes, yeah. Okay.
Because I played the first one on the PS3. I've had the second one installed since it went on Plus.
Oh, right.
Well, I've had the second one installed since I got the PS5.
So. You're not a big fan of them, Justin, are you?
They're all right. Just, yeah. You know, Uncharted was better.
Yeah. I will agree with you there, Justin.
So, Dave, at Yellowbug1969, says, I've just pre-ordered Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion. So it's probably going to be that, along with Call of the Wild. I'll also be continuing the Vampire Survivors Addiction. Now, as Excellent. We record, I believe Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion is going to be out in approximately 2 to 3 days.
Oh, okay.
It's out very, very soon.
Nice.
In fact, I'm going to check.
Hmm. While you're doing that, Justin, I will check on, continue on with the next.
Yes, please read answer. On.
Mike Green at the Path to Amen. It's been a few years, so think I'll give Horizon Zero Dawn another go, hoping I can get a second platinum on the PS5.
Is it got a second platinum?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Standard edition of Crisis Core.
Oh, no. I think what he means is his second platinum on the PS5.
Ah, yes, okay. Mm. Crisis Core is released tomorrow, according to the internet there.
Hmm.
Something else that is released soon. K-Palm Death at Stratham says, Xenoblade Chronicles 3, about 90 hours in and loving it. But in relation to my previous comment, also got to try out that next-gen update for The Witcher 3.
Nice. I did ask him when it was that out because he said he got to try it, so I presume it was out, but I knew it wasn't out.
It's yeah, 14th, I think. I added in all these comments and then took them back out again because I was good. Like, we don't. By the time the show comes out, we don't need confirmation of when's it going to come out.
Yeah, so Dave at Yellowbook 1969 replied, it might be a good time to give Witcher 3 another go myself. Last time I was 30 hours in and my save got corrupted, so it got deleted.
You know about corrupted saves ruining your games, don't you?
Oh, I do, Justin. My first ever corrupted save was Star Wars 3 on the PS1.
And in recent years, you've had save issues with the likes of...
Well, I had the Witcher 3 issue with the physical versus digital.
That's what I was going to say. I'll get rid of the disc. I'll just play digital. No, that's not going to work, is it? Gav, Penguin, at Postman Gav says, absolutely bloody obsessed with the new DMZ mode on Call of Duty MW2. As in Modern Warfare 2, presumably. Except, no, it is actually called MW2. Haven't played a COD since the first Modern Warfare 2, but this mode is superb.
Nice.
Yeah, that's how you differentiate between them. So the new one is just called MW2, but the old one is Modern Warfare 2.
Trillion Penguin PIHC at Bouncy Cynic. Hopefully finishing Eve's 8... and playing some more Vampire Survivors and Slay the Spire.
She's okay with playing Slay the Spire. There you go. There's a good outtake for you.
Slay the Spire.
She's quite happy to play Slay the Spire when I'm round, and I just, you know, shove a controller in her hands. Yeah.
Isn't Slay the Spire really a game of chance and luck?
Yeah, I mean, it's a card game, effectively.
Yeah, but it's not a very heavy, sadistic type of card game. It's more a case of casual card game, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Mm. And every time she streams and she's playing Ease 8, she always types it as like, Ease! D at Mr. D Dart 1. Slay the Spire is evil genius. Happy face with tears of laughter, I'm guessing that one is. Proper love/hate relationship with that one. And nice. Then D would also go on to say, GT7, Mr. Driller Drillland, and a couple of others casually, plus a new main I've not picked up yet. Pondering face. So, Mr. Driller, that's an old game, but I've not heard of Mr. Driller Drillland, so I'm guessing it's presumably some sort of modern remake of it.
Hmm.
Don't know.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Let us know. D. Andy Duncan at Big Ant.
Big Andy D.
Andy D. Witcher 3. I know. Rather late to the party, but was waiting for the fancy graphic update.
And it is here for you now.
Hmm.
And you, of course, Colm. You'll be, of course, making sure you have a test of the new graphical update, I'm sure.
Yeah, I believe they're doing one for the PC as well, so I happen to have it on all consoles.
And Steam.
And do you know what the gas thing is? I've never finished the DLC.
Well, there's, I think you even two, finished that, didn't three? You? No, I didn't touch the DLC.
Oh, okay.
I didn't touch half the quest in the main game.
Yeah, sure. Oh, God, rest his soul. Poor old Trev loved that game. Anyway, podcast mentions. Shall I do them? Some podcast mentions, yeah, just 60 minutes with, hear us out. Geekachu and Lapse Gamer Radio. I really shouldn't be giving Geekachu a shout out because they haven't recorded in quite a while. But anyway, we'll do it because I like Jer. So, that's it, Justin. I was going to say something else. Oh, yes. Because Rachel and Noel were over here since Friday night and Noel was quite happy to have a go of my PlayStation.
Yes.
Because we shared anyway, the account anyway. I share his account, should I say. And so he was continuing on his God of War playthrough. He's on 25 or 26 hours anyway. I kept saying to him, that kid's not coming until you finish that game. But anyway, he didn't get around to finishing it anyway. So we decided, let's have a game of FIFA with the old man who hasn't played FIFA in so long that he can't even remember what a ball looks like.
Are you FIFA-ing on the PlayStation, or are you FIFA-ing like where Ryan would repeatedly hammer you into the ground on your Xbox?
Yeah, I'm I was playing it on the Xbox. I do happen to have a copy on the PlayStation as well, but
yeah, well, FIFA 22 went on PS Plus, didn't it?
Ah, yeah, but I have the FIFA new one, whatever, FIFA 23.
But 23 is the current one.
Yeah, because Noel bought it for his, so he digitally bought it, so I have it there anyway. But anyway, I decided I'd play with the lads and, you know, each took it in turn to, you know, insult me to the ground and beat my ass, Ryan and Noel, because they would be quite good at it. And I just have field of depth problems with that game for some reason. Anyway, it's way too technical for my mind. But I decided, you know, they gave me a fair chance. They would be Shamrock Rovers, who are probably the worst team in the league of all leagues. And I was all stars. I did manage to win. I did manage to win 3-1, but it wasn't a convincing win by any chance of the imagination. And yeah, so that's it. You
may be interested to hear that the PS Premium, I think, has just chucked all of the God of War games on it. And when I say that, I mean the PS3 God of War games. So if you want to get some easy platinums, you can get those.
Nice.
God of War 1, 2. I don't know if Chains of Olympus and Ghost of Sparta's on there, but yeah. And yeah. Of course, Colm, the Assassin's Creed games, including Black Flag, are now there. So if you want to play Assassin's Creed 3 again, why, I don't know. But if you do, that's... that's there.
Well, if there's any chance of anybody playing it again, it would be me, Justin. As you well know, it's my favourite Assassin's Creed game.
Yes.
But you know what? Since I've played Elden Ring, I've realised how repetitive and annoying Ubisoft games are. I've seen the light, Justin.
Let me just go to the nearest tall building so I can reveal some of the map. At least in Elden Ring, it's let me run to this map icon and pick up.
And see what happens. No, but Elden Ring does not give you anything whatsoever. No remarkers, no nothing. It gives you nothing. The only good thing about it is there's fast travel points.
It does. It does show you on the map where you have to go to get the map.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you reveal some of the map already.
No,
yeah,
when you go to a new area... If you call it a map, it's blank, other than a little marker saying this is where the map is. Now, you can't necessarily get there, because you might need to go up a lift or something like that, but you at least know where you're headed.
Exactly, yeah. But the story is very much do what you want, when you want to, whatever way you want to do it. Yeah. So, and there's so much... It's not just a huge... open world, there's so much of the map that is not obvious what it is, like a little black spot. It might be a mine, or it might be a cave of some sort, and you go down there and you don't know what you're going to end up.
Well, so some of the
something's killing you.
Some of the proper underground stuff, you know, you're on a lift for 2 minutes and then okay, I can see stars up there. How did that happen?
Yeah. Oh yes, especially when you go up to that lift to kill the big giant thing, that lift goes on for ages.
So when you do finally kill Radagon, the map will get changed forever.
Will it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he'll basically an asteroid will fall and smash the ground open, and then you'll be able to go down to the other part of the underground areas.
Okay, I think I'll leave that out of the podcast now, Justin. Thanks for ruining it. The surprise of 2022 for me is, well, there's two surprises, recording with Justin again and this game, definitely. Good. And of course, being a granddad. Thank you, Justin. So where can people, anything else to add before we go?
Thank you everyone who is still with us and downloading and listening along and sending in messages, and thank you to you, Colm, for being readily available to pick up and record with me. And
no worries.
Yeah, we'll...
it's been a great year. Thank you.
We will catch up again in around 2 weeks, and we'll see when that show comes out.
Exactly. Okay, Justin, where can people find you?
They'll find me looking after the lastsaveloaded@gmail.com email account. We have the Twitter of @lastsaveloaded, and... I have a Twitter of @onya6.
And you can find me at multi-platform man or platman.
Multi-platman.
Whatever. Yeah, on Twitter or at twitch.tv/solemn67. But I mean, I haven't recorded in 2 months. Actually, I got one of their emails from one of them PR people. For some reason, they've started emailing me again. Remember, I got that game many, many years ago that we that I got a code for something. Yeah, you know that one. I could never remember the name of it, but you used to correct me on it. Well, I keep getting emails from them again, and I sent them an email for a code, and he went, "Well, actually, I'm just looking at your, I'm just looking at your Twitch. You haven't been active lately, so sorry, I can't give you a code." I said, "Okay, fair enough." Anyway. And I think that's it, Justin.
Happy Christmas.
Well, I'll be talking to you before then, I'm sure. Yeah, that's all it is from him, too.
Let's look forward to a nice 2023.
Exactly. Cheerio.
Bye.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Do I sound better today? I've actually corrected the setting on my microphone.
You sound wonderful, Justin. You always sounded good to me, no matter what condition your voice is in. And yeah, good to have you back on the mics. I missed you.
Editing was clearly showing me up to sound a little bit distant, but now I should sound much better.
Well, that's the way I like you, distant, Justin. Distant and not as near to the mic as me, so everybody can hear me and not you. Oh, yes, the insults are back. Boom, get in, boys. Grandad Grumpy Call is in the house, boys.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, yes, yes. Well, you missed me, Justin. I know you did.
I did, yes.
You did, yes. Let's bring it on, bitches. Let's go. Good evening, Justin. How are you this fine evening? It's smoggy here in Dublin. Well, it's not smoggy. You can't say smoggy anymore because officially it's not smog. It's fog, isn't it? And yes, it's foggy here all day today.
Do you want to have this chat on the podcast, or do you want to keep asking me in catch-up chat?
Well, of course, in catch-up chat, but you know us, Justin. You know me, I like to ramble on, especially when I'm excitable about something. And we'll talk about that later. So, Justin, can I clap you down?
You can give me a count, yes.
Clap you in, should I say. Not clap you down, because that would mean you have down claps. Anyway, let's not go into that. So, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to episode of Last Save Loaded. No, yes, kiss me arse. Welcome to episode season 3, episode, no,